Okay, guys, welcome to another episode of 100 Books a Year with Kevin. Today, we're going to continue our conversation on how the Stoics think about our place in nature. So, on a very high level, right, if you want to summarize what is the Stoic view of nature, they kind of categorize it as intelligent organism and is governed by fate. Fate is something that we're going to come back to a lot in this episode. And we are part of nature. We're part of our community. We're part of the natural structure as humans, they believe. And we are governed by simply a chain of causes, right? Kind of like determinism or cause and effects, right? So Marcus Aurelius argues that we need to accept the reality of fate. And he called it casual determinism. And by accepting it, this is kind of like, you know, making me connecting the dots between Marcus Aurelius and Dao De Jing, right, by Lao Tzu, which is like a classic Eastern philosophy. And one thing to note that the author John Shelley point out is, like, the Stoics are not advising us to, in a sense, to live life passively, right? Like, Dao De Jing always argues that, like, that's not the case as well. This is kind of what intrigues me, is like how East Coast and, like, you know, not East Coast, Eastern and Western philosophy kind of, like, they merge to a certain extent. The Stoics do argue that our actions do matter. And fate, in a sense, right, like coming back to like fate, it really works when we have a certain contribution to fate in a natural world. Let me repeat that. So Marcus Aurelius believed that the way that fate works is we need to contribute to it, hopefully positively, and that will have a string of cause and effects and into the natural world. So part of fate is, like we talked about it last time, was come to term with the unpleasant event. So our place in nature should be fate-related and should be cause and event-related. And then the lesson here is we are a part of nature, right? Like nature should be kind of like treated like part of our community in a sense. And we are subjected to nature's greater forces. And we are essentially, right, getting swept along by its movement. So there are some passivity there, but essentially we can still contribute to the force by doing good actions, by being virtuous, by being a good human. So it's kind of like this wave of accepting something and also contributing something. And that ratio is the most important thing in this equation, in my understanding of reading this chapter, right? So in the end, making sense of this relationship, right, between fate, between our actions that have a positive cause and effect to push the society forward or push the community forward, that is something that we need to think about. That's something that we need to figure out if we want to have a positive, productive place in nature. And Marcus Aurelius argues that we cannot live a harmonious life without understanding this type of cause and effect, action and reaction, this ratio between passivity and active movement or active action within the our society, essentially, right? So hopefully we see a trend here. Right, just to summarize from a couple days ago, right? We're trying to be a virtuous person. We're trying to be a good human being. How do we do that, right? We control what we can control, in this case, judgment. And then everything else on a larger scale is we accept what happens to us, treat adversity as something that is a good thing to have, right? Like it makes us better. And then treat life as some passivity, and also we want to contribute it as like a positive wave in a society. That's kind of like how I perceive this relationship being forged by reading this book, by trying to understand what the stoics are trying to talk about. So hope you enjoy it. Next episode will be our last episode in this series, where we talk about life and death. Alrighty.